Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Donald Trump is blasting Hillary Clinton, accusing her of lying and profiting during her term as Secretary of State.
Hillary Clinton has perfected the politics of personal profit and even theft. She ran the State Department like her own personal hedge fund, doing favors for oppressive regimes.
She criticized him yesterday, claiming he would be bad for the economy.
Just like he shouldn't have his finger on the button, he shouldn't have his hands on our economy.
Trump says he is better suited to solve America's problems and brought up Clinton's email scandal. The Senate is expected to pass a bill to expand the FBI's secret surveillance powers. The bill comes in response to the mass shooting at an Orlando nightclub last week. It would broaden the types of telephone and internet records the FBI could request without a warrant. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, business owners, what are you doing cash is tight, huh? Do you need funds but don't want to waste your time with the bank, filling out tons of paperwork and giving away your firstborn? Yeah, well, I have good news for you. All you gotta do is call NMC Business Funding Group. It's simple, fast, and 95% of all loans are approved. Bypass the bureaucracy and get the loan you need for expanding your business for any purpose, like new equipment, inventory expansion, cash flow, hey, even payroll. If you have an existing business, not a startup, call 800-279-7978. When you call, you'll quickly find out how you can get up to $1 million with no collateral, no upfront fees, and your credit rating is no problemo. Get the money you need in 2 to 3 days and approvals in 12 hours. Sweet. Call the NMC Business Funding Group now at 800-279-7978. Find out how you can get fast cash for your business. You can be approved in 12 hours. So call 800-279-7978. 800-279-7978.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio will run for re-election this year. He pledged to leave the Senate after his failed presidential run. But he told Fox News today that the stakes are too high.
I think it's been clearly outlined that I'm frustrated by what's happening here in the Senate. Most Americans are, with the gridlock and the inability to move forward on things. But the Senate's also a place where you can serve your constituents with constituent service, which is very rewarding.
GOP leaders have been pressing him to change his mind because of fears that control of the Senate may be in jeopardy. Republicans in the House will reveal a plan this afternoon to replace Obamacare. It will reportedly repeal the mandates and penalties. The goal is to decrease costs and deregulate the insurance market. The Coast Guard has found a debris field during a search for a Florida family that disappeared during a sailing trip on Father's Day. It includes 6 life jackets, but there's still no sign of Ace Kimberly and his 3 teenage children. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Twitter debuts a new app for social media stars. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Social media company Twitter has released a new app called Engage that allows a user to only see things that happen to their own account. It's built specifically for people or brands that have a large following. There are 3 different sections in the app: Engage, Understand, and Post. You could see only your own mentions or only reactions from elite verified users. There's no timeline, but you can access colorful graphs that show your likes, retweets, mentions, and impressions in real time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Evacuations are being ordered as a San Diego County wildfire continues to burn. Authorities say the border fire has charred more than 6,500 acres and is 15% contained. 2 homes are now reportedly destroyed, along with 11 outbuildings. There is no word yet on how the fire started. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is scheduled to report to prison today. The 74-year-old must begin serving a 15-month sentence at the Federal Medical Center in Rochester, Minnesota. He pleaded guilty last year to banking violations in a hush money case. The investigation revealed allegations of sexual abuse against boys while Hastert was a teacher and coach decades ago. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Talented People Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and we've got Colleen Kelly in studio today. We're streaming live across the nation from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. The weather today, it's 3:05 in the afternoon, if you happen to be in the area. Tonight, chance of showers after 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low about 57. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 76. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 54. Mostly sunny all day on Friday with a high of 81, and then mostly clear with a low of 57 on Friday night. Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. Mostly clear on Saturday night with a low about 60. Sunny all day with a high about 88 on Sunday, and then partly cloudy with a low of 60 on Sunday night. Sunny again as usual on Monday with a high of 88, and then mostly cloudy with a low of 65 on Monday night. We're going to go to our quick break, and then we're going to come back. We've got a very exciting author in studio today. Her name is Sandy Glaze, and she has a book out called Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. And she is just one to stay around with us and listen to, because you're going to be enlightened on all of the parts of the book that's making it so special and learn about her. So we'll be right back after this quick break. Thanks for listening, Talented People.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. It's 3:07 on June 22nd. I just wanted to welcome you, and thanks for listening in to our guests. We have an in-studio guest today. She's an author and a speaker. She's a life consultant as well. Her name is Sandy Glaze, and she's here from Canada today to talk about her philosophies and her book, Relearning Life Coaching. Oh, excuse me, why did I say that? Ending Global Loneliness and Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. So welcome to the show, Sandy.
Thanks, Jeannie. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself first?
Okay. As you said, I'm from Ontario, Canada, and I'm going through some major life changes to the point that I've written this book, Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships, and I'm on a mission to help restore love to the universe. And I've also turned this into a life coaching practice where I go in and help individuals create the relationships they want for themselves. And so that's what I've been doing with this, so it's pretty exciting.
Tell us a little bit about where did this come from? And you were certified and so on. So tell us a little bit about where did the book come from?
I'm told everybody has a book in them, and I think it just comes from different stories and what we hear in our lifetime and just things that maybe stay with us. And I was finding over time as I'm watching people seem so lonely, and it was more people I talked to, the lonelier I found people were getting, and I realized I was as well. And when you have so many good things in your life but you feel lonely, you start to question why. And maybe that's partly just our consciousness. As we get older, we start to become a little more conscious of what's important to us. And next thing I know, I started journaling. Someone said journaling is the way to go. Well, I bought, I don't know, countless packs of notepads from Staples and just started writing it out. And next thing I know, it's flowing, and it is just, and I realized I have something I can share. So it was just it kind of happened, but it was really a neat experience having it happen.
I bet it is, and it's just beginning too. So yes. Let's ask you a little bit about, tell us about the book itself, and you know, what is the book about?
What I've done with the book is when I realized that there's so much global loneliness, I thought I have a financial planning background, so I have to fix everything and have a solution. So that's part of my makeup. And I thought, well, what am I going to do about this? And I started looking at it. Well, then I started looking at processes I was using to understand where I was at in my life, how I got to be where I was, but what I was doing to make the changes. And as I was writing them out, I thought, these are processes. We're all the same. We're all, each and every one of us, we're different in certain aspects, but we all want the same things: to be loved, to feel that we fit in, to feel good about ourselves. And I started writing the processes down, and as I was writing the processes down, they started to flow, and I realized, okay, if people want to make some major changes and shifts in their life, they're going to need a hand, especially if they haven't done it in 20, 30, 40 years. So I thought, I'm going to show them how they can look at things a little differently, question what they do, and turn the processes into a workable project for themselves. So, and it works. It's really, I've got excellent feedback from it. People are really excited to start questioning things that they've forgotten.
Do you have any examples of that, just from like some of your feedback? What are they saying?
I have one particular, she's a client who was, she read the book, and she said, Sandy, she goes, I can't even go through this very fast. She goes, as I go through, I go back and I think about certain situations that didn't make sense, but now all of a sudden they do. And she said, my daughter, I'm getting a copy of for my daughter to read this. She goes, she's making the same choices in relationships, but this just outlines what it should be. So I didn't really go in and ask her an awful lot, but she understands because her situation is different than mine and her daughter's. But she understood how it was changing things inside of her, how she looked at herself.
Right.
It was really powerful.
It must have been very, you know, gratifying to you too. And I've said to Colleen from the beginning too, like the first day we read it, the book is called Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships by Sandy Glaze, our guest in studio today. Right off the bat, I have to say, there is a kind of a universal fit. It's interesting how it's just as much for men in a way as it is for women.
Totally.
You have a personality that you are very friendly. And when I felt like I was opening the book, I'm reading the first couple pages, you can build a rapport pretty quickly because of the way that you're not judgmental. You just, no, you kind of put it out there. You got all kinds of different things topic wise, but they all do flow together. And they're so deep. Like there's intuition involved. There's so many things that you point out that people overlook so much of most of the time. So it's already time for our first break, as you know, here on Talented People. So we're going to go to the break, and then when we get back, we're going to continue our conversation with author Sandy Glaze. She's got much more to talk about with her book, Ending Global Loneliness. You can find it on Amazon, anywhere else. It's Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. Stay with us, and it's already 3:12, and we'll be right back after the break.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Colleen Kelly is in studio today. So happy to have you here, Colleen.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Yep. And our guest came down from Canada today. Her name is Sandy Glaze, and she actually has authored the book Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. And her book's available. You can look it up on Amazon, anywhere else. And we're just thankful that you're listening today and that you're going to meet this wonderful woman who has so much to share. There is absolutely no lack of content and information from you, Sandy. You glow with an energy.
Thank you.
And you really mean what you say is to wanting to help people ending global loneliness.
Which is an important topic. Yes. I would say that everybody is interested in. And like you say, there's so many people that are lonely in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So why don't you tell us a little bit about why you think readers will want to buy this book?
What I'm sensing, you know, I talk about seeing people lonely. What I'm sensing is people are waking to the fact that there's more we can do with ourselves in this world. People are starting to just ask more questions, and they're asking internal questions. And I love how you notice the intuition in the book, because everybody has it inside them. They know what their answers are. It's just a matter of how to go back and find what those answers are for themselves and bring those answers to the surface. Why I think people will buy this book is I think we're at a crossroads. I think as the world gets crazier sometimes, people are saying, "What? How do I feel? How do I fit in? What is my gift or my message I'm going to share?" And I think what I see is we need, as adults, we learn concepts faster. We don't need to go through years and years of trying to understand this. I hope the book sets up the process for them to follow, that they can get enough of an idea through the way it's designed. It's designed to help you as you build your relationship with yourself, then protect the boundaries around your relationship with yourself. So this is your inner foundation. You need this everywhere you go, every relationship, work, family, your intimate partner. And then I go into the more understanding the dynamics between masculine and feminine. And I don't know why we're fighting, but man, we should be laughing at each other with some of the antics that we pull off, right? And then I go into the very intimate relationship between a man and, I'm going to say masculine and feminine. I try not to use men and women because I try to be respectful of all the different partners. But the dynamic between the masculine and women, or masculine and feminine, in their intimate relationship. So I hope I give everybody a great launch to go in and really get themselves set up for great relationships going forward. That's what I think they get out.
Absolutely. And so let's actually talk a little bit about examples and some of the things that actually put the book together. You were talking about loving yourself first.
Right.
So let's talk about what is that? How do you get there?
It is so interesting at the topics that would come up that I would think were so minor, and I would scratch the surface and I'd scratch a few little notes out about it, and then I would go back and I'd be, you know, creating a whole section on topics. Well, some of it is self-love, and I don't know why this has happened in our society, but we judge ourselves for everything, whether it's our looks, it's our, it doesn't matter if it's our hair, our weight, our clothes, where we live, and we start self-criticizing. Then we say, well, you've got a critical inner voice. Yeah. So if we can get rid of that, recognize it for what it is and start honoring ourselves. We cannot honor, I'll give this as the main secret of the book. You cannot love someone else unless you love yourself. And you can look in the mirror and you can smile all you want and say, I love you. But if you don't feel that inside, that whoever you're with feels that energy from you. So it's really important to go inside, look at why, what's so great about you. I don't go into the bad news too often. I try to lead people into the good news. I do this in my practice. I have people who say, you know, I'll ask them to name three good things about themselves, and they can't. And I'm like, well, if you can't, I can. And they look at me, and I say, if you can't, I'll, like, name 10. And they look at me again. But when you lead with all the positive in you, it changes how you go about everything. And I just, so that's just one example. You know, I talk about people pleasing. I talk about the importance of setting your values. If you don't know who you are on the inside, it's chaos on the outside. And I show people how to bring that all in together and just make you a solid package of energy to be around. So
I love that so much, right? So what about, okay, so like tell us a little about how does someone go about finding their purpose?
When I talk about the processes I've set up, it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For me, my purpose found me. And I realized one day as I'm finding that so many people are lonely and upset. And I even found I was getting resistance when I was trying to say I was restoring love. Well, people were getting resistant. Well, that was just getting me more worked up, thinking, why would you resist, you know, trying to make people feel good? Or why do you think I shouldn't worry about it, or things along that line? And I realized one day, oh no, purpose has got a hold of me. I'm not stopping this if I wanted to. So that was one way. Some people have told me they've prayed for purpose.
I just want to say that's really cool. To recognize that purpose came to you.
Oh, right.
It's
totally.
Really, like, my question was, how do people find their purpose? It found you. Yeah, people out there, hello, you might have... Purpose might have found you.
Yes.
Keep on the lookout.
And it can be something that's happened in the past that you just know you have to do. And it's everybody has a purpose. We are on this planet to do more than shopping or whatever those things are that pass our time. We're here to do something meaningful, and you've got it. Mine just happened to find me from the way I was going. It was the timing came about. Some people told me they prayed for purpose, which is a wonderful thing to do, saying, talk to your intuition, pray to your intuition, what am I meant to do? And it might not come to you right away, but it will. So there's different ways of finding it. And I go through the processes of getting your mind stirred up, just a big cauldron, stir it up, right? And ask you the questions that really get your intuition going and your thinking and your awareness. So.
Oh, my. That is just good stuff, isn't it?
It is.
We're talking to Sandy Glay. She's the author of Ending Global Loneliness. This is a tremendous book out there right now, and it's called Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. And if you want to look it up again, you can look online. Just look up Ending Global Loneliness, and you'll find her. Let's talk a little bit about love.
Okay.
What is love to you?
You know, it's amazing. When I started asking myself that question, I couldn't believe I didn't have an answer. And the deeper I got into writing this book, the more I started realizing just on how many levels love affects us. So when you ask what love is, it's a concept. It's elusive in some ways. It's not tangible, but it's there. But it's a concept. It's a thought. It's a feeling. It's a state of being. And I think we make a mistake when we try to fall in love instead of being in love. There's a difference, but you don't have to dive down the elevator shaft, you know what I mean? Because sometimes when you go down so far, when you fall in love, you don't see what's really going on around you. But it's an energy. It's a way of being. It's a way of choosing to communicate with another person. And we were talking about this earlier, like two best friends, they're very respectful. You don't go up to your best friend and say, why haven't you taken the garbage out tonight? So why would you do that to your partner? You know what I'm saying? But we have so much potential within that union called love to make it such a neat thing. So there's different types of love depending on the relationship you have, but it's definitely an energy and a way of being. It's a choice. It's a choice.
That's
cool
interesting
thing.
Too.
That is interesting.
Well, I think it's really funny that of all the years and all the interviews and stuff that we've had, Colleen, I don't think I've had anyone ever answer the question, "What is love?" When you think about what your answer is, it's really intense.
Well, I wanted to hear your answer.
Yeah,
and I do like what you said. I like that you said that because I was thinking, what would you have said? Is a feeling?
Yeah,
but. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Is interesting. And
the energy.
It's a state of being.
And the state of being
yes.
is great.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And it's true.
And it takes work. And we've been conditioned. I am very, I hope I come across in the book as I do not ever put any of the judgment of how we got to be the way we are on any of us. But when the one I will say where I put some of this is when you look at the media and how everybody teaches us not to value love. We're taught to compete in schools. We're taught to compete for achievements in our athletics. We're taught to climb all over each other to get ahead. Girls compete over boys. Boys compete over girls. And although there's some healthy behavior depending on the limits it goes to, we're not designed to get along. And then we say, well, how did the world get to be in the mess? It's read the book, right? But it'll help you get out.
Right.
But it's just, we're not encouraged to work together in honor. Can you imagine the day we walk down the street, you know, Colleen and I look each other in the eye and say hello, but we can hold each other's gaze because we honor each other. I think people are hoping for something different. They're looking for something better.
They're looking for something better. Yeah, and actually you're bringing it to us, which is really cool. Ending Global Loneliness is the name of the book, you know, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. But Sandy, you know, it really does take a leader, a person to come along and actually bring this stuff up and show that there is a process, as you said, to many of these situations. Can you talk a little bit about past programming as you did in your book?
When I think of my financial planning practice, what I was doing before this, I always, when somebody came into my office, they didn't go back and talk about what had gone wrong in their financial management in the past. They would say, well, this is where I want to go. So they always put a goal in mind. And I want to state that this is really important that we know where we want to go. But what has to happen, we have to go back and look at those past programming, same as in the financials. You have to look, okay, well, maybe you had a year where you didn't work, so you're out of money. So I'm going to go back into past programming. Most families have had bad things happen. It amazes me that the lack of literature that's available that show us how to have happy, functional, healthy, intimate, connected relationships. When I say intimate, you can be intimate with your best friend, not have it like a sexual intimate, but just truly honor and respect each other. But we are not, I don't see a lot of that being encouraged in our society.
I totally agree with you.
They're wounded and they've been hurt. And a lot of people say, get over your past. No, some things hurt and it's okay to say it hurt. You don't dwell on it, but by acknowledging some of the things that maybe weren't right that happened to you, it puts you in a state of mind that you say, okay, I can let it go because now I'm not lying anymore. Now I'm not trying to pretend it didn't hurt because it did. And I think we're getting colder and colder as a society sometimes when we say, get over past programming, but oh gosh, we want to stop future things from happening. Well, which way is it? Let's own it. Like, let's be the same. Let's just stop it. I'm looking forward to the day somebody doesn't have to bounce forward from something before we all move ahead and live amazing lives. That's what I'm hoping to do with this. So past programming matters so we can see it, so we don't repeat patterns, and we can unlock ourselves from it.
Well, how far do you feel like you have to go in, like delve into your past to create a new future? Or is it different for everybody? It depends on what you've gone through.
You know, it's interesting. I was just at a healing retreat couple weekends ago, and I've gone and done a lot of healing. And they bring up healing, and I'm like, oh, no, not this again.
Yeah.
So you do get to the point. But
that's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Let's move on. I'm looking for what's after the healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have to go through. So an example, let's say you had something really bad happen to you as a child. You don't have to go back and recognize it or stay in that energy to recognize it was bad. Recognize the problems it causes you for today.
Right.
And what I found with my book, even though I wrote it, and I tried to write it on a conscious plane, in an intellectual process that people can conceptualize and get their head around, the next time I go through it, I had to go through and embody it, and I found the same processes were happening. So I was processing more issues, but I didn't go looking for them. If they came up, I knew I learned the processes, which I outline in chapters 5 and 6, how to process those emotions that come up. Fear, shame, guilt, and anger are the what they call negative emotions, and I don't call them negative because we need all of our emotions. Those are the ones that will cause you to trigger. Happy feelings don't cause you to trigger. They cause you to smile. So when you know something comes up, and let's say you're at a family event and somebody says something, you know, that's just rude and it's passive aggressive, right? And none of us have family members like that. Okay.
I think everybody does.
Right? But then it triggers you. But then you stop and you go, okay, well, that event just came up because that person, whether intentionally or not, and it's irrelevant, just triggered something in me. So you process it again. But what happens once you get your processes down? Oh, there's that feeling. Oh, that was designed to shame me. I feel shame, but it's not mine. Okay, I'm going to walk away from it. So I identify an emotion, feel it, because it's all about feeling your emotion. And then it's okay to say goodbye to it when you're done. So how deep do you have to go? I don't know. How much forgiveness is needed? How much is a person maybe who hurt you still in your life and causing you grief? It's naive to assume that we don't have people in our lives who are causing some people grief. So I look at a few different things. But it's the process. Once you get the process down, I had anger issues. As I was writing this, I had to go so intense in the negative emotions, and I was angry when I'm thinking the social injustice. I'm not kidding. I had Reiki healers. I had energy work. I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, how many more healings do I need? But you know what was cool? Every one of them went in. Think of it as a bottle brush on your emotions when you're cleaning a baby bottle. You go in, and I went into a different spot. And now I can pull up my anger, and I can bring up even red in the colors when I close my eyes. I can bring it up, and I can say, thank you, you served me well, but it's okay, you go now. And it'll drop in my inner eye, like my inner vision. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Absolutely it does.
Really, so, but important. I say goodbye to it. Don't get, like, if you're going to trigger, they'll come back. They know where you are. You're not going anywhere, right? But they'll come back, but you know how to say, not now, I'm busy, or whatever, so...
That sounds own like it. A perfect time right. to say, yeah, own it. And we have to go to our half break. It's already 3:29 on Wednesday, June 22nd. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Colleen Kelly in studio from Mariah Media. And we are interviewing and having a conversation with author Sandy Glaze on ending global loneliness, finding purpose, love, and dynamic relationships. And she is something else, isn't she? So we're going to be back right after the news and weather so you can listen to a little bit more information about her book. And you can look it up on Amazon. Ending Global Loneliness, you'll find it. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Hillary Clinton, and as you know, most people know, she's a world-class liar.
Donald Trump is blasting Hillary Clinton, accusing her of lying and profiting during her term as Secretary of State. She criticized him yesterday, claiming he would be bad for the economy. Business in the U.S. House is suspended as Democrats continue a sit-in over guns. They are protesting the lack of action on gun bills. The group is led by Georgia Democrat John Lewis.
We will be silent. No more. The time for silence. Is over.
The recent Orlando shooting massacre spurred the action, but Florida Governor Rick Scott says it's not the Second Amendment that caused the deaths of 49 people. He blames ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio will run for re-election. He pledged to leave the Senate after his failed presidential bid, but this morning he told Fox News the stakes are too high.
No matter who the next president is, we're going to need senators that are willing to encourage them to make the right decisions.
GOP leaders have been pressuring Rubio to change his mind because of fears control of the Senate may be in jeopardy. Nasty weather is bearing down on the Midwest. Forecasters say damaging winds, tornadoes, and large hail could hammer Ohio, Illinois, and Indiana, as well as southern Wisconsin and Michigan. In the Southwest, excessive heat warnings will remain in effect across Arizona, Nevada, and southern California. The desert region is expecting temperatures of over 110 degrees. Yesterday's official high was 113, breaking the old record of 111. The Coast Guard is examining a debris field found during a search for a Florida family that disappeared during a sailing trip Father's Day. It includes 6 life jackets, but there is still no sign of Ace Kimberly and his 3 teenage children. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Twitter debuts a new app for social media stars. USA's Tammy Rose has more.
Social media company Twitter has released a new app called Engage that allows a user to only see things that happen to their own account. It's built specifically for people or brands that have a large following. There are three different sections in the app: Engage, Understand, and Post. You could see only your own mentions or only reactions from elite verified users. There's no timeline, but you can access colorful graphs that show your likes, retweets, mentions, and impressions in real time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tammy Rose.
Evacuations are being ordered as a San Diego County wildfire continues to burn. Authorities say the border fire has charred more than 6,500 acres and is 15% contained. Two homes are now reportedly destroyed, along with 11 outbuildings. There is no word yet on how the fire started. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert is scheduled to report to prison today. The 74-year-old must begin serving a 15-month sentence at the Federal Medical Center in Rochester, Minnesota. He pleaded guilty last year to banking violations in a hush money case. The investigation revealed allegations of sexual abuse against boys while Hastert was a teacher and coach decades ago. This is USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. For more news, we're on the web at usaradio.com.
Okay, we're back, talented people. Thanks so much for listening in. It's 3:34 in the afternoon on Wednesday, June 22nd. Wanted to give you an update on the weather. Tonight, chance of showers after 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low about 57. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 2 p.m., cloudy with a high about 76. Mostly cloudy on Thursday night with a low about 54. Mostly sunny all day on Friday with a high of 81. And then mostly clear with a low of 57 Friday night. Sunny all day with a high of 86 on Saturday. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. Mostly clear with a low of about 60 on Saturday night. Sunny all day Sunday with a high of 88. Same thing exactly on Monday. And partly cloudy with a low about 60 on Sunday night and 65 on Monday night. So, oh gosh, it is going to be lovely, as it has been. We've had some really great weather here in New Jersey, Hunterdon County, for the last week or two. So just want to let you know, we have a guest in studio. She's here from Canada, and she's talking about her book, Ending Global Loneliness, which is, like you could imagine, a universal fit for the world, the universe. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to end global loneliness, finding purpose, love, and dynamic relationships. And, you know, if you're listening out there, if you really think about that title, not only the ending global loneliness part, but finding your purpose, finding love and dynamic relationships. And as Sandy's been discussing through the last half hour, it has a lot to do with finding love for yourself. We're just reviewing a little bit. Your past programming, understanding love. And now we're going to talk a little bit about boundaries. Can you tell us what are boundaries and what do we need to know about them?
Sure. I could talk about boundaries for hours. I just think these are one of the fundamental tools that we aren't given necessarily enough understanding of as we interact with people. I look at boundaries as that imaginary line where one person's rights start and another person's stop, and vice versa. Boundaries are those imaginary lines that make us fun to be around and safe to be around, because you can be yourself around somebody who has healthy boundaries, that you don't have to worry if they're going to say the, like, not the wrong thing, but an aggressive answer back, or take things the wrong way, or, you know, people with great boundaries are so much fun to be around. And what I hope I've done with boundaries is I think I've broken it down into the, I like how you talk about the universe. So I look at what goes on inside our bodies as our inner universe. And then as you talk about the outer universe, so when you reconcile the inner universe, you put your boundaries or your aura, your energy around it. And then you've got the outer universe that you go out and you can interact with others. So I love that analogy with that. I've also included sexual boundaries within the my topic on boundaries. So I have inner, outer, and sexual boundaries. Because when you're older and things start changing and things start happening with a person and you get into a more intimate relationship, you need to shift your boundaries. So boundaries can move as you're interacting with different people, and you can protect yourself and protect that other person.
That's fascinating.
It is simple. It is what I like about it is I've had people read this and go, wow, this makes more sense about boundaries than a lot of things that I've read. And I hope that's what I do, is give you that little bit of protection. That gives you the strength, and it gives you the, I'm not going to say courage, but it gives you that confidence to go out when you have a sense of who you are. And one of the boundaries that I use in the book, we'll talk fidelity, if you mess, like if you step outside the relationship, I will leave the relationship with you. What I love about that boundary, there's no control in it. I'm not telling you what you have to do. I'm saying if you cross this line, this is my minimum standard. And it's not designed, like it is, boundaries are just the neatest thing. It's not designed as a control mechanism. It's letting you know if this is the line. And let's talk about this up front so we know what's going to happen. And it doesn't mean whatever happens isn't going to hurt or whatever. But you say, this is this is the minimum standard. We taught a lot about tolerance. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of the word tolerance because tolerance means you put up with something. Boundaries take you to that higher level where this is my standard. It just elevates you, which is about raising the frequency of love, you know, and getting out of those lower energetic states. But, you know, this is what I expect from you. I expect when I go to work to get a paycheck. I expect when I, you know, go to the grocery store that the food's in good quality or I will shop somewhere else. And it's instead of complaining or saying things are wrong, it's owning your power, standing in your own power. So that's why I like the boundaries. And I put down different examples of those three categories, inner, outer, and sexual boundaries. But I also leave room for everybody to add their own because, again, as we're all so individual, no one person should be saying this is what the rules are. My only rule is as long as it doesn't come at somebody else's expense. And you know, every one of us know. That's why we're given intuition. We know when we're crossing those lines. It doesn't matter if we've had a few drinks or whatever. We know when we're crossing, right? I know. We love fooling ourselves sometimes. But we know. And then, again, we can make ourselves more comfortable to be around, higher energy, more trusting to be around. Can you imagine what we could do if we all knew we could treat each other respectfully and not cross each other's boundaries? We'd set the world on fire. It would be amazing. So I like boundaries.
I love boundaries. Yeah, no, I like watching you like boundaries. You have so much energy. Can you tell anybody out there if they're going, that's my worst thing is boundaries. I can't set them. Like, I love the way you said, you know, you're raising your own bar, really. You don't go shopping at a store you don't expect good stuff right from. You don't do anything you don't expect. That's your standard.
Yes.
And so what if someone has trouble with that? Do you have any suggestions with them on how they can meditate themselves kind of into believing in them?
When we talk about the key to this is self-love.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're having trouble setting boundaries, you have to look at why. There's always a motive behind it. Why do you feel you're not worthy of being treated with respect? And I talk about boundaries. I'm not going to say I have an attitude, but I might have a little bit of attitude. When I write about
yeah,
boundaries.
I think you have an attitude. I love it. That's what I like about you.
Well, every relationship we have, with the exception of the relationship we have with ourselves, involves another person. So to assume that we're responsible for everything and we have to make sure everything's rosy for everybody else, like whoever we are, it's a one-sided arrangement. It doesn't work. So when you hold boundaries and you say, okay, there's incoming and outgoing boundaries. If my boundary is you don't get to swear at me, then I shouldn't swear at you.
Right.
There's things that you can come up with. But if you're having trouble setting boundaries, why? Is somebody passive-aggressively sabotaging you or causing you grief when you set boundaries? Does somebody feel, so this goes back to self-esteem, when I talk about inner self-esteem and outer, does somebody feel they're entitled to your time, your space, your energy, that you have to do things for them, whether it's in a parent role, a sibling role, child role, that you have to do things for others? So you look at your relationship, and I put exercises in the book that you name three people that you want to improve your boundaries with, and you know who they are, and it doesn't matter because this book is for you. But then you go through and I outline the questions that you ask yourself. Where are these issues? Do you keep giving money to a child or a parent or a sibling or a friend because you feel sorry? I knew one woman I worked with. She had a great life. She had a husband, I think, who was a tennis player, like a retired pro tennis player. She had money. She had everything going for her. Two beautiful kids, private school. She felt bad because every time she went out with her friends, they told her she had so much that they all wished she had her life. So here's an example. This woman would start minimizing herself and making herself feel bad to make her friends feel good.
Right.
That was not her issue. I probably could have used a little more tact when I said it.
That's perfect.
But,
go on.
No. But yeah. So she starts crying as she's talking to me. And at first I started feeling bad. And she goes, that is amazing. She goes, my three friends, including my sister, I do so many things for them. Every time I go shopping, I buy four things, one for me and one for each of them so they don't feel bad. I said, maybe it's time and it's up to you that you just buy one for you and just see how they own the relationship.
Right.
And maybe some of those relationship walls need to move and maybe some of them need to go with love. You can say goodbye with love. You can love from afar. But, you know, maybe it's time to set those boundaries.
Did you have any idea what happened?
I never asked her after that.
I love the fact that you say moving boundaries. Because I think a lot of people with boundary issues, challenges, or whatever you want to call them, they don't realize, like you said, that the boundaries can move.
Totally.
It's not like you have to excommunicate just
right.
over,
no.
you know what I mean? You can if that doesn't work for you.
Yes.
And if she, it'd be interesting to know what happened to her. But I think the fact that you told her that goes back again to the book and like the exercises in the book that you've given for people to self-develop, because
yes.
all through the book, you know, I really want everybody to know, we're talking to Sandy Glaze here. She's the author of Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Divine Relationships, available on Amazon and everywhere else. But the book is really friendly written. As you can see, she's not judgmental. She just pulls out all these complicating factors, I want to say, you know, to your life and where you can actually find your purpose, your love, and your dynamic relationships. It's already 3:44. We're going to get a break, but thanks for sharing that story, right? It was
that
a great
pleasure.
Yeah, I would love to know what happened, and if she never did it, I want to be her friend.
Yeah, we'll be right
me too.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks so much for listening today. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Colleen Kelly in studio. And we are having a conversation with the author of Ending Global Loneliness. Came all the way down from Canada for our interviews here on Talented People Television and Radio. And her book, again, is Ending Global Loneliness, Finding Purpose, Love, and Dynamic Relationships. And we're just enjoying this conversation so much, Sandy. Right, Colleen?
Yeah, we could talk for hours about it. That's what
there is no loss of content, for sure. And just seriously, we just want you to know you can get the book on Amazon anywhere. Just look it up, Ending Global Loneliness. Let's talk a little bit about some of the consulting work that you do, being that you're so generous with, the universe as far as inward and outward. You have a sincere passion about this to help people. So I love about your book. And so tell us a little bit about some of the services that outside the book that you offer, if someone were interested, and about your clients.
Sure. One of the, I'm going to say, processes that I set up with clients, if they end up working with me through a series of a package of appointments, mm-hmm. what they do is I have them read the book, but I have them go through and start reading the book. And when something comes up that either enlightens them or triggers them, then they can talk to me about it. And it's amazing watching the processes. And there's a lot of controversy about spirituality. And I think I might use the word twice in the book. Our spirit, our soul is part of who we are. And when I think of our spirit, I think of that energy and our aura and the existence outside of our physical and our emotional body. That's the part that just gives us our energy, and just that's part of where our purpose is housed, deep inside us, in our spirit, in our will, in our drive. And I was thinking of one of my clients who was telling me she was reading about the chapter on emotions, and she was reading about love, and she was wondering if my husband loved me. Her husband passed on 5 years ago.
Aww.
And she loved him, and she said, she was good times and bad times, which everybody has those. She goes, and at one point I wasn't sure, and she goes, and then he got sick, and I was with him in the last number of years, and he passed. She goes, but I never asked him. And I said, you never talked about it? She goes, she's 65. She goes, we just didn't do that. So I understand I know a lot of people who don't talk about love. And, I asked her, how do you feel? And she goes, I don't know. And I just, okay, well, let's just see how next time, to see how you feel. So that brought that up in her. I didn't see her for 2 weeks. And I said, how's it going? And she goes, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't tell this. She goes, anybody but you, I wouldn't tell this story. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, I had a dream the other night, and my husband came in my dream. And she goes, I was sitting on the foot on the end of the bed, and he knelt down and put a slipper on my foot.
Oh, God, I'm crying.
She goes, he loved me. She goes, I know he did. She goes, and he's okay. He's happy. And I'm thinking to myself, so that brought that, again, going inside. All the answers lie inside, mm-hmm. whether that was her intuition, her consciousness, her awakening within her. But she's so content now, knowing he's content. And it wasn't a failure in her eyes. He loved her. A lot of what I talk about in Chapter 8, about the dynamics, again, between the masculine and feminine, we're so busy trying to get, men want women to be still so they can fix us, and women want men to change so that they can be like us. And it's like, enough. Can we just accept these are some things that we do? But her husband didn't talk a lot about emotions. So she took it that she wasn't even looking for the signs of catching him doing something right. So everybody says, oh, a man won't talk, or women will say, a man doesn't talk to me about love, or he doesn't talk about his emotions, he must not love me. No, maybe that's not his wheelhouse. That's our wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's his wheelhouse? I don't know. Watch him, observe, ask him. Ask him and wait. Ask, what do you like to talk about, or how do you like to express your emotions? And wait for an answer. And if it takes him 2 minutes, give him 2 minutes. If it takes him five, give him five. If you care about him and you know there's something deep there, and if it takes him a week, give him a week. If he comes back, he's somebody that's going to go deep inside and process what's going on. And just understand, if he doesn't come back and it comes up again, then you have decisions to make. And I point that out throughout the book. Don't assume just because you're in a relationship that you can't walk away. But when both people realize that, it changes. Again, it's that choice. It's the freedom. So there's different things have come out of this book, out of the consulting side of it, that where I have my appointments with individuals that we can talk. So it's kind of, and it's funny because the things that have come up since then had nothing to do with her husband. So she, whatever that memory triggered for her, it's now in her memory and it's inside her, but she can move away from it and it's free to the next thing. The last time I did see her, I forgot about this. She told me she's ready to start dating again.
Wow.
Women, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I've gone out and bought new underwear. I don't need to know this. She tells me. She goes, from the book, I got to rebuild on the inside is what she told me, right? I don't know if she meant it from the book or not, but it's like, I really don't need to know this. But she's I don't know what to do, where to go. Okay, we'll talk about that next time. We'll see. So it's interesting how the consulting is basically just, you're mirroring what's going on inside you to me, and I'm sharing it back with you. You have the answers. I'm just sharing it back. So that's one aspect of the consulting that I do. I also, I'm setting it up that I start, I'm going to be speaking with families and communities, how to set things up, how to set the talk up with their kids. Instead of the sex talk, let's have the love talk and show them how to have a different inspirational conversation with their kids that they're not getting everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to actually talk about that coming up in the next hour, 4 to 5 on Parenting Matters Radio. Sandy Glaze, the author of the book Ending Global Loneliness, is going to stay with us for another hour, and we're going to get really into that part of the family matters. What about where would someone go to the website to find you for the coaching services that you have?
Sure. My website is relearninglifecoaching.com. And under the Coaching with Sandy tab, you'll see the programs that I'm offering. It depends on how in-depth you want to go. And what I find is some people want to start out with a few sessions and they want to get a feel just to see, does this make sense? Some people want to go more in-depth. And go a little further into the process. For anyone who wants to talk first, I offer a free half an hour session. And I hope, I know people do that, but there's a reason for that. If it's not the right fit for you, it's not going to help you.
Right.
If it's not the right fit for you and I'm draining on you or being drained, it's not the right fit for me. So it's okay to come in and ask your questions, and if you're not sure, say, where do I start? I'll be sure to walk you through and say, these are the questions that people normally will ask, you know, to see if it's right for you. But by all means, take me up on the free 30 minutes and ask your questions. I want to stress, I'm not a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to just go in and say, well, all these things have happened, I don't know how to handle it, that's not where I start off with. I start with, what gets you going? Tell me what gets the spark going inside of you. Where do you want to go? And if you say, I don't know, but I want better than what I've got, that's okay, because that's still moving ahead. You've identified your marker. I want better than what I've got. Okay, let's start looking to see what that looks like and move into the positive again.
So you also have a Twitter handle, which is RLIFECOACH, which is like Real Life Relearning Life Coach.
Yes.
So you can find it by looking up Sandy Glaze, and you'll see her, RLIFECOACH. Okay, so we're already at the end of the show, and I just wanted to ask you, Sandy, we know that people can buy the book, Ending Global Loneliness. We know that they can go to Relearn Life Coaching online. They don't have to be in person to take your services, right?
No, they don't.
You could Skype, you could call in. Okay, so if you're out there listening and you'd like to get in touch with her, you can go to either one of those two places. And then also, didn't you have an incentive today, 3 books?
Yes, I did. I brought 3 books with me, and for the first 3 callers for your show who would like to call in, we would be happy to send a book to you and give you a chance to get yourself started on finding your purpose, your love, and your dynamic relationships.
Okay, we're going to be here through the next hour, 4 to 5, and again, and if they get in touch with you via Twitter directly, the first 3 people who reach out to you, that's one way I'd also expand to go. First 3 people get in touch. We're going to go to our break, but before we go to the end of the show and start with Parenting Matters at 4, Sandy, can you just tell our listeners out there, if there was one thought that you want to leave them with, what would it be?
If you think it's time for a change in your life, whether you want to, you're not happy with your job, you're not happy with things in your life, and you know you want more, and then the time is right, you are worth it. I don't think this world is going to change one leader at a time. I think the problems we have are bigger than that. But if we all look inside, that makes each and every one of us powerful and leaders in our own right. And again, it lifts that energy, the boundaries, everything starts elevating. That's how we restore love, by making everybody feel good. So that's what I would leave. I'm not looking to be a hero. I don't think I am a hero. I have been blessed to be able to put this together. I don't even know how I did it. Sometimes I look at it and I think, wow, I wrote that. But it's, everybody has the power, each and every one of you, and I hope you take it. Let's make the world a better place and global loneliness. Get back to love.
Perfect. But it's a great way to end the show today.
Agreed.
Right? Okay. Talented People is now going to commercial break, and then we're coming back with Parenting Matters, with Sandy staying with us through the next hour. And we're going to be talking again about ending global loneliness and some of the techniques and thoughts you might want to share with your family and with your spouse or whoever, just to impact your family better in the future. So we'll be right back.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Kelly Sloan.
Hillary Clinton, and as you know, she, most people know, she's a world-class liar.
Donald Trump is blasting Hillary Clinton, accusing her of lying and profiting during her term as Secretary of State. She criticized him yesterday, claiming he would be bad for the economy. Business in the U.S. House is suspended as Democrats continue a sit-in over guns. They are protesting the lack of action on gun bills. The group is led by Georgia Democrat John Lewis.
We will be silent. No more. The time for silence is over.
The recent Orlando shooting massacre spurred the action, but Florida Governor Rick Scott says it's not the Second Amendment that caused the deaths of 49 people. He blames ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples got